Coming up on The Source, newspapers across the nation are facing tough times. There are layoffs, shrinking news holes, fleeing readers, and an uncertain future. Some papers have stopped publishing on certain days of the week, and some papers have stopped publishing entirely. But what's happening at San Antonio's paper, The Express News?
Talk about newspapers are on their last legs, but in fact in San Antonio, and realistically in many places around the country, newspapers still make money. They're still at the central part of a community's conversation.
Express News editor Mike Leary explains his vision for the paper, the new redesign, and when we can expect to start paying to get our news online.
Sometime in the spring or early summer, we expect also to go to a premium website.
That's coming up on The Source, but first, the news.
The Source is made possible in part by a grant from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.
This is The Source, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. A great city must have a great newspaper. A crummy newspaper is a liability for any town. So we as a community should be rooting for a local newspaper and demanding more of it. And right now, our paper, the Hearst-owned San Antonio Express News, is going through a metamorphosis with a new editor guiding our local and talented bullpen. That editor is Mike Leary. He is a Pulitzer Prize-winning editor from his days at the Philadelphia Inquirer, where he was the deputy managing editor of news and investigations. While there's no doubt that Leary is a newspaper man through and through, many wondered if this new guy would get San Antonio's unique culture. Others wondered if he would be up to the challenge of giving San Antonio that great paper it deserves while also satisfying the demands of quarterly profit growth for Hearst, one of the world's largest communications companies. Now, Leary has been at the helm for the paper for about 6 months, and we readers are now seeing his vision there on the page and online, most dramatically now with the paper's redesign.
Well, I think the first thing they want to realize is we have more news in it, and that's an unusual statement for an American newspaper to make these days, that there's a lot of talk about newspapers are on their last legs, but in fact in San Antonio, and realistically in many places around the country, newspapers still make money. They're still at the central part of a community's conversation. We not only are still profitable and expect to be here for a while, but we wanted to add some sections to the paper. And when I came, there wasn't a Sunday business section. And this is an area that has a lot going on in that realm. The biggest of all is Eagle Ford. That's a tremendous game changer, and I've seen figures, we've published them, that there's going to be $28 billion in infrastructure that's going to be invested in Eagle Ford just this coming year in 2013. We've got major corporations here, USAA, Rackspace, Valero. We weren't covering them to the extent that we wanted to cover them. So I wanted to add a Sunday business section. I also wanted to add a standalone business section on Monday where we just had a page inside. So now we have a seven-day-a-week standalone business section. That's one thing we added. And I might add on that score, that came with the complete support of the publisher, John McKeon, who's very interested in he's an old-school newspaper guy, came out of Times Mirror, started at Newsday, was at the LA Times. And we agree on that. The other area that we added on Sunday was opinion. We didn't have a standalone opinion section. And as you know, in San Antonio, there are a lot of different people with strong opinions. In fact, this is one of the few places in Texas where there's a very strong partisan divide. Obama actually carried Bexar County, although by a narrow margin. So there really is, in a lot of ways, a 50-50 divide with all the shades of coloration in between. Plus, we have this enormous influx of Mexican nationals in this community because of various troubles in Mexico, mainly the drug wars. So that adds a whole new aspect to policy discussions and border discussions. It's certainly different here than it is in many places around the country. So we wanted a strong, vibrant opinion section to stand out on Sunday. It was part of the A section. Now it's its own section. We can also discuss issues of public concern. We did school vouchers. In the last go-round, we did pre-K. We discussed other issues in depth. And I think it's important for us to provide readers with a better, more comprehensive news report. San Antonio is a world-class city, and it demands a high-quality newspaper to serve that need. And it's my intention to give them that newspaper. And that's behind the format changes.
Before you got here, the concern was that the San Antonio Express News was basically going to become a sub-paper to the Houston Chronicle.
Well, we are owned by the same group, but these are entirely different markets with different concerns and different interests. And some people have that had that fear, perhaps, but I think even before I came that was groundless.
Well, if you looked at the paper, you would see a lot of shared material.
There was shared material, and we've rolled that back. The principal shared material was in our feature section, that there was a jointly designed feature section that appeared several days during the week. And the result was neither paper was very happy with it. You'd get more generic subjects because the markets are different. You want pieces ordinarily aimed at those markets. Since you're sharing them, you end up with more generic pieces that don't say as much. Peeling it back results in more costs for us. We need more designers, and we've hired them. But the difference is you will see a more focused feature section, which we now call MySA, which is the same brand as our website. And that's because we want to emphasize many of the same things in our website that we do in our feature section, that it's really a guide for where to go, what to do, along with the spot news that it really traffics in. It's also really sort of an entertainment Bible for people in San Antonio. You know, if they want to find out where to go to a restaurant, they go to Ed Tiarina's review and find out, you know, the best place to eat. So features was a big area that we wanted to be distinctive. We do share some content, but not as much as you'd think. And there's an easy way to tell that we've added to the bylines, and they say staff writer if there are reporter. And people will see that the vast majority of our stories are staff written, which is, again, unusual. A lot of papers fill up with wire material. We don't. I mean, a lot of our material is staff written. Now, for national and foreign news, yes, we've got the New York Times, Washington Post, high-quality news services. We do have a reporter in Washington who's part of the Hearst Bureau, so we draw on their broader resources. The last 2 years, we've entirely staffed an Austin Bureau. In recent months, the Houston Chronicle sent Patty Hart there. We occasionally use her stories, but generally the stories we use are tailored for this market. San Antonio is the seventh largest city in the United States, and it certainly merits its own targeted news report. You know, we aren't as big as Houston, but we're bigger than Dallas now.
Well, the media market is...
The media market isn't the same, you know, in the greater metro market is 2.5 million roughly. So it's smaller, obviously, than Dallas. But the core city is, you know, with all the institutions a big city demands, they're here.
So you come from Philadelphia.
Yes.
And so how much did you know about San Antonio before you got here?
Well, I'd been here. I'd been here multiple times. I really liked San Antonio. I was in the 1980s. I was a national correspondent for the Philadelphia Inquirer. I spent 4 years roughly living in Houston. And my territory was the Southwest Rockies into Mexico. I covered the space program. I covered oil and natural gas. But in the era I was here, Henry Cisneros was the mayor, and he was a big deal. So I was here in 84 when there was actually a contested Democratic primary in this state between Gary Hart and Walter Mondale, and Cisneros was a central figure in that.
At the Philadelphia Inquirer, you won a Pulitzer Prize as an editor for this project that looked at violence in the schools.
Yes.
So is that something that, will you bring that sort of view? I mean, the reporters just think that you're great, that I've talked to.
I'm glad to hear it.
I mean, they've got a real editor who's got ink in his veins and who really wants to turn the Express News into a powerful newspaper. So will projects like that be coming out of the Express News?
Well, yeah, I really want our projects to be generated by the staff and to bubble up. I don't want to come in from somewhere else and, you know, impose my will. I think we have a great staff, and we had a lot of good reporting already going on. So my intention was to empower them to do even more. I think in some areas I looked at certain events and felt we should go after them in terms of reporting aggressively. And I think not long after I got here, one of the things that set the tone was there was a nursing or a boarding home fire that killed four men. There were 13 men living in this house. They had various forms of mental illness, schizophrenia, bipolar, that sort of thing. They were on disability insurance. And we looked into the house. I said, well, how could this happen? Was this house properly set up? Was it properly run? Well, no, it wasn't regulated. The back staircase was blocked by new construction. There were all kinds of zoning code violations. And so we reported an awful lot on those, that sort of situation. The consequence is now that there's an ordinance that was passed recently that requires registration and commercial wiring and sprinklers. So that is the kind of public interest reporting that I think any newspaper ought to do.
You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking to Mike Leary, the editor and senior vice president of the San Antonio Express News, about the direction for the paper. Coming up, when will the paper adopt a paywall? Paying for news online. That's coming up. Stay tuned. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking with San Antonio Express News editor Mike Leary. Let's get back to our conversation. Were you given marching orders when you took over the Express News to deal with the new age of media and electronic information?
Well, I wouldn't say marching orders, but obviously working on multiple platforms is an important part of what we do. You mentioned the school violence series that we did in Philadelphia, and that existed online, we had some pretty explosive videos that we showed as part of that were school security tapes. So they really drove home what we were talking about. Similarly, here the boarding home series of articles that I mentioned was triggered by a really dramatic tape. I mean, we had a guy who's on contract to us and also other media who covers events at night. And so there was a really dramatic video of the attempted rescue of these men who lived in the home. And that, more than anything, it wasn't just worth 1,000 words. It was probably worth 10,000 words to see that video. So I recognize that's really important. One of the things we're building is, and we've already started an Eagle Ford online page, and we will be greatly enhancing that and making it more interactive over the next year. Sometime in the spring or early summer, we expect also to go to a premium website for our, mainly aimed at our subscribers, but also to attract people who want something extra, and that will be the home to our enterprise investigative reporting.
Now, is it fair to call that a paywall?
Yes and no. We will still have the free MySA site, and MySA, lives on breaking news. We're really the source that people turn to when they want to find out what's going on. Our numbers show that people come to our site multiple times a day, and their engagement is pretty strong. They stay there for a while. There's a lot of news that happens during the day in San Antonio, and we're on top of it. So that's a big part of the website. And the other parts you've seen develop. We've our MySA feature, which is, you know, basically a camera going around town and finding people in all sorts of situations, is one of our most popular features. Our historical features, I mentioned Ed Tiarina and his excellent restaurant reviews, our Hector Saldana and his music reviews, where to go, what to do. That's a big part of that website right now, and that's not going to change. What is going to change is, you know, some of our investigative and enterprise pieces may be teased on that free site, but if you're a subscriber, you can get them online. And we'll be able to subscribe digitally. And by the way, we have a, you know, right now, very good e-edition. I mean, people talk about apps, but I read our e-replica edition in the morning on my iPad, and it's terrific. It's a replica of the paper, and it's the first thing I read. So people who subscribe digitally to us will have access to that site as well. Now, some of the enterprise stories will, in the future, be on our premium site. And Houston,
any idea what the price is going to be?
I'm not aware of or yet of the pricing policy, or even whether it's been fully formed.
But this is happening on the Chronicle.
The Chronicle has gone to this sort of situation where they have a free site, and then they have the Cron site, and then they have a Houston Chronicle site. And our approach is probably going to be a little different than the Cron. Unlike the Chronicle, we've branded our entertainment sections, and we expect that kind of material to be in the free site by and large. We will not put as much, the Chronicle put some spot news on its premium site. We don't plan to do that. We feel we generate a lot of enterprise and investigative material. That's going to be on the premium site. But there may even be instances in that case where we feel certain stories are in the public interest, and we'll put them on the free site. But the bottom line is somebody wants to find out what's going on, they ought to be able to read the newspaper. If you buy the newspaper, you get access to all our platforms.
And the newspaper should be able to make money if off people coming getting their information.
If we don't make money, we're out of business. and there are the bones of a few newspapers bleaching the beach right now that didn't make money. On the other hand, this is the kind of business that in some ways functions as a public utility.
So in the redesign, it really feels like it feels like you're getting more of a paper.
Well, yeah, I think that's true. We want people to feel that they're getting a substantial product. And I suppose you can judge that by how many pounds or ounces it weighs. The truth is we are giving you more. We are giving you more on Sunday. If you pick up our Sunday paper, there's a lot of news in there. It's not just ads and coupons, although those are important to people, too.
What happened to the Star?
Well, the Star now appears in our Friday entertainment magazine, and we felt that was a great fit for it. That's the kind of magazine that we've redesigned. It debuted last Friday. We expect people to have it on their coffee table all week. It really is a guide. It replaced the old Weekender, but that we felt, which ran on Thursday, was too narrowly defined publication. That we didn't want people just to have it around for the weekend, but for the week. And that's geared toward that. Now, as part of that, there is a section, you know, you could pull it out. It's in the middle of the magazine, and that's the Star content. And what we found is one of the big attractions of the Star was not just, you know, what Kim Kardashian's up to, but the crossword puzzle.
Letters to the editor, we've seen some reaction to the redesign, some of it not positive?
I think any time you change things that, there are going to be people who say, well, it wasn't exactly the way it was yesterday. Change is difficult. We've made multiple changes. I think for some readers, that's an adjustment. What I want to do is assure people that the changes were made in the interest of providing a better news product, better newspaper, more informative, that will better serve them and their interests and needs. I got an email from a doctor. He travels all around the country and reads a lot of other newspapers, and he said he's so proud that he can subscribe to the Express News that realistically, and I know this is true, this is one of the best regional papers in the country, and we're only going to make it better. We are not cutting. We're increasing the size of our news staff, our news whole. We're more aggressively covering areas like the Eagle Ford, the border region. We now have 6 reporters, either part or full-time, covering border and immigration issues, international trade issues. We are going to beef up our military presence even more than we have. Those are 3 huge sectors that we really want to cover thoroughly, and we're on the way to doing that.
You've been listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We've been talking with San Antonio Express News editor Mike Leary about the future of our local newspaper. I have an exciting programming note to share with you. Starting April 1st, The Source will level up. This program will become an hour-long, live, Monday through Thursday, and we will take listener phone calls. I hope you're going to be excited about this new source. We are here at KSTX. We got more details coming up soon. Wayne Coble is the KSTX program director. Chris U. Daly is our web producer. Paul Flav is in charge of TPR operations. We get production help from Catherine Dixon. I'm David Martin Davies. Check us out online at tpr.org. The Source is a production of KSTX, Texas Public Radio.